Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. You, Timothy, certainly know what I teach and how I live and what my purpose in life is. You know my faith, patience, my love and my endurance. And you know how much persecution and suffering I've endured. On the face of it, this sounds like Paul bragging. Paul appears to have an enormous ego. It all feels rather awkward. But he knew how crucial personal testimony was. He just informed Timothy of the challenges he was going to face and of how society was going to become more and more ungodly and destructive. If Timothy was going to survive, let alone thrive, he was going to need to be a very effective teacher, but also have a life that backed it up. In these letters, Paul repeatedly pointed to the vital importance of sound teaching. But no Christian teacher will have any impact unless their life reflects it. Paul never claimed to be perfect, and indeed was often keen to point out the extent of his sinfulness, but he knew that, amid his failures, he'd offered Timothy an example which was well worth copying. Your life is being observed by others, whether you know it or not, and indeed whether you like it or not. People are drawing certain conclusions about the Christian life from the way that you live. If you are talking to a young Christian, and like Paul, trying to give encouragement to them, what aspects of your life do you think would be worth copying? It'd be good for you to write a list of the things that might be helpful about your example. Ideally, it would be good if you could talk this through with a trusted friend. Be clear that this is absolutely the opposite of an exercise in egotism. This is about finding ways in which our life can serve God by giving a good example to others. So let me give you a challenge. Make a list of at least three things about your life which could be a helpful example to others. And now let's pray together. Lord God, help us to set a good example for others, so that they may be strengthened by our lives. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcasts, which is available, of course, at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.